Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Continuing with the chapter on Tawbah and Repentance. An Zir ibn Hubayshin qala ataytu Safwan ibn Assalin radiyallahu anhu as'aluhu 'anil mashi 'anil khuffain faqala ma ja'a bika ya Zir faqultu ibtigha' al-'ilmi faqala innal mala'ika tad'u 'ajnihataha li talib al-'ilmi ridan bima yatlubu فقلت إنه قد حك في صدر المسح على الخفين بعد الغائط والبول وكنت إمرأ من أصحاب النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فجئت أسألك هل سمعته يذكر في ذلك شيئا قال نعم كان يأمرنا إذا كنا سفرا أو مسافرين ألا ننزع خفافنا ثلاثة أيام ولياليهن إلا من جنابة لكن من غائط وبول ونوم فقلت هل سمعته صلى الله عليه وسلم يذكر في الهوى شيئا قال نعم كنا مع رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم في سفر فبينا نحن عنده إذ ناداه أعربي بصوت له جهوري يا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم فأجابه رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم نحوا من صوته هاؤم فقلت له ويحك أغضد من صوتك فإنك عند النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وقد نهيت عن هذا فقال والله لا أغضد قال الأعرابي المرء يحب القوم ولما يلحق بهم قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم المرء مع من أحب يوم القيامة فما زال يحدثنا حتى ذكر بابا من المغرب مسيرة عرضه أو يسير الراكب في عرضه 40 أو 70 عاما قال سفيان أحد الرواة قيل الشام خلقه الله تعالى يوم خلق السماوات والأرض مفتوحا للتوبة لا يغلق حتى تطلع الشمس منه رواه الترمذي. هذا زير بن حبيش رحمة الله عليه narrates that I went to Safwan ibn Asal رضي الله عنه to ask him the ruling about Masa, passing wet hands over the leather socks, what we know as khuf, as mozas. So he's saying, Hazrat Zir ibn Hubaysh, he was a tabi', he was not a sahabi. But what he did, he said, I went to Safwan ibn Asal, who was a sahabi, I went up to him to ask him about this masla, about passing hands over the leather socks. He asked me, why have you come, O Zir? I replied, to seek knowledge. He said, the angels spread out their wings for the seeker of knowledge out of pleasure of what he is seeking. That this favor is not only for a person that is in a madrasa, person is in a darul ulum, but a person that has the niyat even to go to the masjid to seek some knowledge. A person is going to sit in the company of some pious person to seek some knowledge. He is also getting this fazilat of going out to seek some knowledge. So this is a great thing when a person makes niyat that I'm going to the masjid to seek some knowledge, to learn something, or I'm going to meet some alim or some person to learn something. He's automatically getting these rewards, great rewards. So the angels spread out their wings for the seeker of knowledge out of the pleasure at what he is seeking. I said to him, I am in doubt. Now this Tabi is saying, Hazrat Zir ibn Hubaysh is saying, that I said to him, I am in doubt about the ruling with regard to Masa on leather socks after passing stool and urine. You were from amongst the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So I have come to ask you whether you heard anything from him in this regard. He replied, yes. Now look what he did. This is a lesson for us. If a person doesn't know, then he goes to somebody and asks somebody who knows. He goes to his senior, he goes to some of the ulama, he goes to somebody that knows, and he asks the masla. He doesn't say, I think that the masla should be like this, and based on my analogy, the masla should be. Look what he did. He came up to the sahabi, and he said, I don't know the masla, therefore I came to ask you what the masla is, because you spend time with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So here also we learn something very, very important, that spending time in the company of the pious by observing the way they do things and by asking them so that one may learn. So he came here, and so this is one tariqah, one method of learning is by asking questions. So he came and he asked the sahabi Safwan ibn Asal radiallahu anhu. So now he's giving the answer as far as making masa on the khuf is concerned. He said, he ordered us that when we are on a journey or traveling, not to remove our leather socks for 3 days and 3 nights. You know, when a person is on a musafir, then the duration of wearing those leather socks, the khufs or mozas that we know, is 3 days, 3 nights, 72 hours. Except due to major impurity. Major impurity means the person is in janabat, now he needs to take a husal. Then he has to remove it, whether 3 days or 3 nights is over, whilst on safar or not, he has to remove it to wash his feet. I asked, did you hear him saying anything? And just quickly, the masla is when a person is muqeem, when he's not on safar, then it's 24 hours. that he can use these leather socks after washing, making wudu, putting the socks on now, and from the time the wudu breaks, now the person is allowed to make masa on this thing, and the duration that it lasts, once a person makes masa, once the duration that it lasts now is 24 hours. So here Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in this hadith explaining for musafir, it is 3 days, in other 72 hours. Anyway, moving on with this qissa, with this incident, he says, we were once on a journey with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and whilst we were in his company, a Bedouin with a loud voice called out to him, saying, O Muhammad, very loudly, one Arabi, one Bedouin, one villager came, and he screamed, O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now this is how they would call out, just they come out of the blue, and then now they're from the village, the Bedouins. So he says that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied to him in a similarly loud voice, according to his style, according to their style. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam didn't take offense at how can you come here and scream. He understood where this person's background is, where he's coming from, the style of talking, the way of talking. So Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam similarly replied in a loud voice also, to reply to him according to his level. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied to him similarly in a loud voice, saying, "Here I am." I said, now this Sahabi, Hazrat Safwan ibn Asal radiallahu anhu, is saying that I said to the Bedouin, woe to you, lower your voice, as you are in the presence of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and you have been prohibited from raising your voice. He said, by Allah, the Bedouin is saying, by Allah, I take an oath, I will not lower my voice. The Bedouin then said to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what do you say about a person who loves a people but has not joined them as yet? In other words, he has love for people, but he hasn't joined in their rank as yet. He's not in their league. He's not in their category, in their bracket as yet, but he's got a lot of love for them. And this teaches us the reward of loving the pious people, loving the great people, loving the awliyaullah, loving Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, loving the Sahaba. That we are not in their league, we are not in their bracket, we haven't joined them as yet, but we got love for them. What would you say about such a person? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied that a person shall be with those whom he loved on the day of Qiyamah. Oh, you had love for Allah Ta'ala, is so great, His grace is so much, His mercy is so much, that because you had love for them, Allah Ta'ala will make you be with them on the day of Qiyamah. The Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam continued talking to us until he mentioned a door in the west whose width is so wide, it's so wide that a rider would cover 40 or 70 years. In other words, a rider will take him 40 years or 70 years just to cover that width of that door. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is mentioning that how wide this door is. Later on, the explanation will come what this door is referring to. Sufyan, one of the narrators, rahmatullahi alayhi, one of the narrators said that this door is in the direction of Syria. Allah Ta'ala created it the day He created the heavens. Now Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam went on to explain that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created it the day He created the heavens and the earth. This door, what is this door all about? It is open for tawbah, and it will not be shut until the sun rises from there. Not be shut until the sun rises. In other words, until the day of Qiyamah, Allah Pak has left such a big door of tawbah open for that person, like we did, that Allah Ta'ala is waiting with His hands extended, that person who committed guna, at night, in the day, he can make tawbah. Person who committed guna in the day, at night, he can make tawbah. So Allah Ta'ala is waiting for our tawbah and our repentance. The last part of the hadith ties up with the chapter that we're doing, the chapter of tawbah. Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, continuously taking our time and asking Allah Ta'ala to forgive us. So the day comes, inshallah, that we can also be with those people that we love. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sahaba, and the pious. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.